this is a presentation to the CEO, CIO, and CCO of a company where I would like to offer my services. Thank you for meeting with me today. In the next 15 minutes, I want to briefly explore with you three important concepts and how they affect your business and ultimately affect your bottom line. Those concepts are information, risk, and protection. Information, risk, and protection. Then I'll explain how my services protect your ROI, your return on investment, and answer questions you may have. Information is the lifeblood of any business. Quality information is essential for making informed decisions. It's gold. In this digital age, information or content is just a click away. So your business is a consumer of information. Regardless of your industry, you also create information. You create content. You create a website, marketing materials, print or online. You may create white papers. You might have a blog or a newsletter or a magazine or a book. You may post on social media, and any of these may include photos, charts, video, audio. All of these constitute your public presence. In addition to the content you produce for consumption by others, you also create content strictly for internal purposes, policies and procedures, manuals, best practices, instructions, procedures for complying with various human resources regulations. You share email and letters and documents among your staff. Those staff members may be gathered under one roof or scattered across the country or around the world. Your intranet becomes a vital resource. So we consume and create and share information and content. This leads to our second concept of risk. As with anything in life, we all face risk. But you, as a business owner, come face to face with risk every day. Risk with a capital R. Risks that could destroy your business and all you've invested in time, money, energy, and reputation. I've already emphasized the importance of information. Now let's call that content. What are the risks associated with that content? When you look for information on the internet and elsewhere, you know that you often are deluged with results. And of course, just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true, accurate, valid, or reliable, despite what someone may say. So you have to evaluate what you find. Is the source legitimate? Are the writers reputable? And can the information be verified? But in addition to those concerns, we need to ask, who created that content? Who owns the rights to that content? How can you use that content? The copyright holder has the exclusive rights to reproduce, distribute, create derivative works, publicly display, or publicly perform the content. That's reproduce, distribute, create derivative works, publicly display, or publicly perform. The owner may authorize others to exercise those rights, typically through licenses. Copyright is automatic for eligible content. Original works, creative authorship, the moment they are fixed in a tangible medium, they are copyrighted. Because a copyright notice, a C in a circle, is no longer required to indicate that something is protected by copyright, and because registration with the U.S. Copyright Office is no longer required, it can appear that something found on the internet is free to use. That assumption can lead to very expensive and time-consuming litigation. When a letter arrives in the mail from an attorney, who is not your attorney, stating that you have infringed on someone's copyright-protected material. You have not sought permission or a license. You or your staff didn't know it was not free to use. You would never steal content you knew was copyrighted. In addition to paying a large fee for a license or even going to court, it probably involves pulling content from your website. You may even have to scrap an entire print marketing campaign and start over from scratch. What should you do? How could you avoid that risk? What about the original content that your business has created? How do you protect your investment of time and money? Unauthorized users, also known as pirates, may intentionally run off with your content, and then you have to deal with them. Again, taking time and resources to reestablish the integrity of your content and your business and your reputation. But there are measures you can take to mitigate the risks in both of these scenarios, you as consumer and you as creator of content. And that leads us to the third concept, protection. How can your company avoid infringing on others' copyright-protected work? How can your company protect your original content, your gold? Just as you plan for various situations in your business by thoughtfully writing policies and procedures to avoid catastrophe, you want to plan how you protect your content, your gold, your return on investment, before something disastrous happens. That's called risk management. And in the case of copyrightable content, an awareness of copyright law basics is valuable. Copyright skills serve as risk management tools. I provide that awareness, those tools. How? I give your business a copyright physical to gauge its copyright health. I review your public presence, your website, your marketing materials, etc., and give it either a clean bill of health or recommend some procedures. Then I work with you to develop policies or best practices around copyright that are customized to your business. We'll talk about how you can better protect your original content, what content is eligible for copyright protection, and we'll be much more specific than is possible in this brief presentation. It requires analysis on a case-by-case basis. Will you register the copyright-protected content with the U.S. Copyright Office? Will you license access to others? Who will write the license? How much will it cost? Who will be the contact person in your organization? What's the workflow? Who in your organization is authorized to post on social media, etc.? And several other questions that we would explore. Likewise, we'll develop best practices around using others' content. What has been licensed by your company? What are the permitted or not permitted uses? What are the guidelines for using content from the internet? What are terms of use and how do they apply to your business? How comfortable are you with risk on a scale from 1 to 10? Who will be the contact person in your organization to do a preliminary evaluation of content and decide whether permission or license should be sought? If a charge of infringement is communicated to you, what is the protocol for dealing with that issue? So don't wait until that letter comes from an attorney who's not your attorney. Planning ahead makes a difference. Most situations do not require the legal advice from an attorney. Having established your best practices will offer guidelines for your business, for your employees. But this isn't a management-only concern. Knowledge of the basics of copyright, dispelling myths and misunderstandings about the application of copyright law in the digital age, will be valuable for all employees. And a review on an annual basis as the murkiness of the law shifts. I design appropriate customized training for staff, and I do bring some fun to a potentially very dull subject. I bring my boots. I bring my goggles. We venture into the gray murky ooze that is copyright law in the digital age. So to review, we've examined the relationships among information and content, risk and protection, and how important a grasp of the copyright basics can be to the health and survival of this company. Think of it as an investment in health insurance for your company. You hope you never need it, but it's important protection. I'm happy to do a brief health screening of a marketing piece to illustrate this process and then prepare a customized proposal of what I can do within various budget parameters. Thank you very much for your time. Are there any questions?